兄姐妹啊，新年蒙恩。
Morning, brothers and sisters. Happy New Year.
啊，也向现在在线上和大家一起敬拜的弟兄姐妹问安。
And hello to all those who are online worshiping with us.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this the first Sunday in the New Year.And we can come in front of you to worship you. Please open our heart, our mind, and our soul so that we can understand your words and we can know your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
工作对新加坡人来说很重要。
Working is important for Singaporeans.
这关系到我们的生计。
It talks about our livelihood.
刚才Elder Peter 也有祷告，说我们很多的人在 COVID 期间可能面临工作上的一些挑战和问题。
During this COVID period, many people have encountered challenges.
所以我们在见到彼此的时候，总是会问候说：“哎，你的工作怎么样？有没有受到影响？”
So when we meet each other, we often say, "Hey, has your job been affected?"
作为基督徒呢，其实我们每一个人也会对在工作上面，我们也会有一些我们想知道的想知道的答案。
Of course, there are also as many questions that we seek as Christians regarding our work, our employment.
比如说我们怎么去选工作啦？我们在工作中应该有什么样的态度？
Perhaps it's about how do we choose a job? And what kind of attitude should we have regarding the work that we do?
在去年我们教会的同心小组，也就是有一群讲华语的年轻人，他们就在小组讨论的时候就专门的去来讨论这个问题。
Last year, one of our cell groups, 同心小组, had explored this topic in detail.
那从去年十月开始，我们教会用了三个月的时间是围绕着帖撒罗尼迦前后书讲道。
And so from October last year, our church has also been, the sermon series has been on the 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
今天我们就来到了最后的这一段经文。
And so today we are at the last part of the verses.
保罗在这里就表达了他对工作的一些看法。
And so Paul also expresses some of his views regarding work.
我现在就请Elder Peter 来读这一段经文。
In 1st Thessalonians,
Second
Thessalonians, chapter 3. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teaching you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. You were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked day, night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy, they are busybodies.Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Take special note of anyone who does not obey our instruction in this letter. Do not associate with them, in order that they may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard them as an enemy, but warn them as you would a fellow believer. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you.I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
教会出了一个具体的问题。
The church at that time had a very specific problem.
在信徒当中有一些懒散的人不愿意自己做工而是依赖别人生活。
Amongst the believers, there were people who were being idle and did not want to find their own work and depended on others for their living.
保罗的语气很重。
Paul was very serious in saying all these things here.
他两次奉主耶稣基督的名来吩咐他们。
And he commanded them twice here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一次是吩咐其他的人要远离这些懒散的人。
The first time he told them not to associate with these people.
第二次他吩咐懒散的人要安分做工。
And he reminded these people, to be content and do their work.
这样的吩咐是带着权柄，不听就好像是拒绝主的吩咐。
And these commands were filled with authority, and to not obey is to disobey the Lord.
其实，在他写给这间教会的第一封信里，他已经有两次讲这件事情。
Actually, in this first letter to the Thessalonians, in First Thessalonians, he had already raised this problem.
在第四章，他就说你们要立志过安分守己的生活，亲手做工。
In First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11, he said, "To make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, you should mind your own business and work with your hands."
在第五章，他也说，我劝你们要告诫懒惰的人。
And in First Thessalonians chapter 5, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and destructive.
不仅是这样，当保罗和他的同工还在帖撒罗尼迦的时候，他就曾经当面吩咐过他们。
And not only that, but Paul, when he was with his co-workers in Thessalonica, he had already warned them.
他吩咐他们说，要立志过安分守己的生活，亲手做工。
He had reminded them to settle down and earn the food that they eat.
若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
And if those would refuse to work, then they should not eat.
但是他当面说过，他又写了一封信，也告诉他们不要这样，这个问题还是存在。
So although he had reminded them personally and he had written the first letter, the first Thessalonians, the problem still persisted.
于是在这第二封信里，保罗就更加的强调这件事情，而且吩咐教会说不可以纵容这样的事情。
So in this second letter, Paul emphasized this issue again and reminded the church not to condone such behavior.
我们就不仅要问这个懒散到底是怎么一回事，为什么这么严重，这个问题怎么处理呢？
We can't help but ask, why is being idle such a big problem and how do we resolve such an issue?
而且这是发生在2000年前的一件事情，它和我们有关系吗？
And since this has happened so long ago in Paul's times, does it even have any relationship with our current situation?
让我们先看回那个时候的情况。
Let's review what the situation was like at that time.
在那个时候的罗马社会是很讲究社会阶层的。
At that time in Rome, the Roman Empire, the different segments of status of society existed.
上层阶层都是出身高贵、富有、社会地位高尚的人。
And of the people who are higher socio-economic status, they were the people who are wealthy.
他们在政治和法律等方面有特权。
And they were powerful both in political and in the law, legal arena.
而下层阶级包括一般的平民、非罗马公民、还有奴隶等等。
And the lower status referred to the common people, people who were non-Roman citizens, the slaves, and so on.
他们的社会地位低，没有什么特权。
In the society, they were of lower status. They did not have any special privileges.
和这个有关的就是非常普遍的一种制度，叫做庇护制。
And very closely related to this, there's such a system called patronage.
这是一种人和人之间的一种互惠互利的关系。
And this refers to a system of mutual benefit amongst people.
庇护人都是富有的、社会地位高的人。
And so the patron would be someone with a higher social standing.
而受庇护者是那些穷、比较穷的，他们没有什么社会地位的人。
And so the sponsored person or the person who receives the patronage is usually a person of lower status in the society.
庇护人就为这些人提供法律上的庇护，还有生活上的供应。
So the patron would provide legal as well support for the patronage, as well as also for the daily living needs of the people under the sponsorship.
而受庇护的人呢，就依附在庇护人身上，他们不需要自己的做工。
And so the people who received patronage, then they didn't have to work, they just depended on the patron.
他们每天早晨都会到庇护人的家里面去向他们请安, 有的时候也会请教一些关于法律啦, 田地啊, 婚姻方面的一些问题。
So every morning, these people were under patronage, they would visit the patron in the mornings, and then they would receive their inquire of them about the their finances, about getting marriage, matters, daily living matters.
而当庇护人出门的时候，这些受庇护的人就会跟在他的身后，高声的讲很多奉承赞扬的话。
And on the other hand, when the patron leaves the house, these people who are under his patronage or sponsorship, they will follow behind and give praises and flattery to him.
受庇护的人对于这些庇护人来说呢，也很重要，因为可以提升他们的声望和名誉。
And so the symbiotic relationship of the people under patronage is important as well because it would raise the status and honor of the patrons themselves.
所以一个人他的受他庇护的人越多，他的就越会受到人的尊重。
So when a patron has more followers, then his standing will be higher.
在帖撒罗尼迦的教会里面，就有一些人是受到别人庇护的。
And so in the society at that time in Thessalonia, there were some believers who were actually under patronage.
那个时候的教会和我们现在不同，他们大概。 只有30到40个人是在一个富人比较富有的一个信徒的家里面聚会的。
Unlike our church nowadays, at that time, perhaps about 30 to 40 people would gather in the patron or the rich person's house for their gatherings.
他们每个星期都会举行爱宴，也就是圣餐，大家会一起真的是吃饭，一起掰饼纪念主。
And so every week they would gather for a love feast or just like a holy supper. Holy Communion, and everyone would eat together and break bread together in remembrance of Christ.
现在这个PPT出来，就可以看到这边这个图，其实就是他们来这个受庇护的人家里请安的一个。And
so the picture shows such a scene.
Yeah, 我们回来，那么这些信徒他们是受人庇护的。 他们在社会上习惯了这样的方式。
And so these people who have received patronage, they are the believers, they are very used to such a system.
所以他们在教会和其他的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，他们也是依赖别人。
And so when they are together with brothers and sisters in church, then they will also be very dependent on others.
保罗非常非常的反对这样的一种生活方式。
And Paul was very against such a system.
一个受到主耶稣基督福音感染的人，怎么可能还继续的过着这样的一种寄生的生活呢？
For such a person who has received the message from the Lord Jesus Christ, how could they live such a life?
因为辛勤做工是上帝在人身上的心意。
Because work has been given to people and by God.
在上帝创造的时候，上帝就赋予了人类治理这个大地的权柄和责任。And
when God created the world, He had given to humans the authority to rule and have authority over creation.
每一个有能力的人都应该好好的工作。Everyone
who has the ability should work.
事实上，我们借着 工作参与在上帝的创造中，
and through our work and our participation in God's work，
而且更进一层，作为基督徒，是已经被上帝的福音所更新的生命。
And in addition, being chosen by God, is a life chosen by God，
是靠主耶稣基督被拯救，被圣灵感化的圣洁的人。
And it is through Christ that we've been saved, and it's through the Holy Spirit that we've been changed.
是生活在光明中的人。
And living in the light.
所以应该能够有能力过出圣洁的生活，负责自己的生活。
And so we should have the ability to be self-reliant, to live a holy life, and be responsible for our own lives.
第二点呢，有能力却不愿意做工的人，他们在教会里面就没有任何金钱或者食物上的一些贡献。
The second point is the people who have ability but refuse to work, then they would not be contributing food or money to the church.
这会增加其他弟兄姐妹的负担。
And this would add further burden onto the existing church and resources.
第三，这会让有爱心、甘愿付出的人灰心失望。
In addition, the third point is that it would actually make people who have a loving heart and willing to give, these people would actually be discouraged.
保罗在信里面好多次赞扬这间教会的人非常有爱心。
Paul repeatedly praises the Thessalonians for their loving heart.
他们不仅在教会里面彼此相爱，他们对马其顿省其他地方的信徒也很有爱心。
They were not only showing their love for one another, but they also showed their love to churches in Macedonia by giving to them.
在今天的经文的第十三节，保罗说：“弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志。”
In verse 13 of our verses today, Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good."
可以看得出来，这些弟兄已经因为懒散的人已经开始灰心失望了。
It suggests here that some of the brothers and sisters were already getting tired looking at some of these idle brothers and sisters.
最后呢，这些懒散的人，他们还喜欢多管闲事。
And finally, these people who are idle, they were also very disruptive.
他们不做应该做的，却过问和自己没有关系的事情。
They didn't do what they're supposed to do, but in addition, they were also busybodies with other people's affairs.
可能是讲别人的闲话，可能是惹什么是非，也可能是对做事的人指点和批评。
Perhaps they were gossiping, creating trouble, or also pointing out deficiencies of people who were actually working.
这会影响到教会的和睦，影响弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
It created this discord in the relationships in church and the relationship between brothers and sisters in church.
这是当时的情况。那我们现在的社会已经不再有这个庇护的制度了。
Although this is something that happened before, and in our current society, there's no such patronage system anymore.
但是懒散的问题还是存在。
But this problem of idleness still exists.
因为种种的原因，一些有能力的人却不愿意工作。
For multiple reasons, many people who are capable refuse to do work.
依赖这个社会，依赖别人。
Instead, depending on society, depending on others for their living.
一个例子就是在中国现在经常引起一些舆论的议论的一个现象，叫做“啃老族”。
So in China, there are group on social media, there is now a group of people called NEET or NEET, not in education, employment or training.
指的就是这些成年之后，他们不愿意出去工作，闲在家里面要靠父母来养活的人。
Referring to people who are adults who refuse to go to work and stay in a house and dependent on their parents for their living.
请注意哈，我在这里不是讲，有一些夫妻在有孩子之后，两个人同意说丈夫或者是妻子留在家里面照顾孩子，这个是没有问题。
Of course, of note, I'm not referring here to families where one of the parent or the parents may stay to look after the children. To me, that's no problem.
事实上，一个全职的爸爸或者是妈妈是一个非常辛苦的工作。
Of course, in reality, a full-time mother or father is actually a heavy responsibility of work.
好，我们现在已经讲了这个懒散的问题到底有什么样的危害。
So now we talk about the problems of being of idleness.
那保罗给这间教会什么建议来处理呢？
And so, what does Paul command or help, for the church to manage this?
首先，他的做法就是来吩咐他们。
And so he commands them.
他吩咐和教导他们。当保罗和同工还在他们当中的时候，就吩咐和教导他们，说要安分下来，要自己做工，自食其力。
And so Paul, when he was with them, he commanded and taught them, and he was in Thessalonia, that the believers should be content and work with their hands and eat off their own effort.
保罗根据上帝对人的心意，他反对了社会上流行的这种生活方式。
And so Paul, following God's heart, was against the trend of that era of that time.
这应该让人很难接受。
And so it would be difficult for the people at that time to accept such a teaching.
因为还有另外一件事情是当时的人很看不起亲手做工的手艺人。
Because at that time, people would despise craftsmen.
认为他们是不自由的、粗俗的人，是地位低下的。
They would see that people who work with their hands are people who are not free with their cause and they are lower standing.
所以呢，保罗不只是教导和吩咐，他还身体力行。
So Paul did not only just use words to encourage them, but he actually showed them by his example.
在第七到第十节，他就说，当他们还在那里的时候，他从来没有被教会的弟兄们供应过。
So in verse 7 to 10, he told them that they were not idle, and when he was with them, he did not need the support of the brothers and sisters there.
这一件事其实在好几个星期之前，小辉牧师就曾经跟专门讲过。
And so this had been raised in the sermon by Reverend Xiao Hui a few weeks ago.
作为福音的使者，作为一个服侍上帝、服侍教会的人，他们是理所当然的，是有资格被教会供应的。
As workers for the church for the gospel, they actually clearly had the right to be supported by the church.
不过他们主动的放弃了这个权利，选择用支帐篷这个低微的手艺来供应自己。
But they had given up this right on their own and chose instead to be tent makers, such a considered lowly craftsmen to come and support themselves.
他们这样做可以不增加弟兄姐妹的负担。
Firstly, by doing this, they did not increase the burden on the brothers and sisters around them.
第二，也是可以为信徒做出榜样，因为身教胜于言传。
So, secondly, it sets an example for the brothers and sisters, and it shows that action speaks louder than words.
这应该很有说服力了吧？
So this would be, certainly would be convincing, isn't it?
但是这个问题还在。
But the problem still persisted.
所以保罗在信里面就告诉教会说要执行纪律。
And so Paul, in his letters, he commanded the church that they have to manage this problem.
他吩咐大家要远离懒散的人，而且如果这些人听了信上的吩咐还是不改，教会要执行纪律。
And so he reminded them that not to associate with such a person.
第一，要认出他们，把他们的名字记下来。
And so firstly, to recognize these people and write down their names.
第二，教会所有的人都要停止和他们交往。
And number two, that the people in the church should stop associating with them.
这包括日常的见面啦、谈话啦，还有他们也不可以再继续参加教会的爱宴。
And so this included meeting them every day or talking to them, and they were not to participate in the love feast in church.
那个时候的人，他们的群体意识非常强，他们一定要归属某一个群体。
So at that time, people had a very strong sense of community. They had to belong to a certain community.
他的所属的群体就定位了他的身份了，他的名誉。
And the community affirms their identity, their honor, and their status.
如果被他属于的这个群体孤立起来呢，是一件非常羞耻的事情。
And so being isolated from the community, it was something very shameful.
这个处理的方式听起来，我们会不会觉得说哇很严厉？
So when we see this, when you hear what Paul says, aren't we surprised that this is really so strict?
保罗在这里说不和他交往，其实不是要把他赶出教会。
Paul here, Paul says that not to associate them is actually not to expel them from the church.
他的目的是要让他自觉羞愧，但是呢，保罗说不要把他当作仇人，要劝他像劝弟兄一样。
This is to make them feel ashamed and not to regard them as an enemy.
这是为了赢回这些不愿意悔改的人。
And this is to win them over, win these people back.
让他们在羞愧的里面反省，他们可以明白教会、明白领袖的一番苦心。
So that in their shamefulness, they would repent and they would consider their own actions and return.
所以他们就会愿意改过，可以重新回到弟兄姐妹当中。
And so they would be willing to change and to return back to brothers and sisters in the community.
可见保罗所做的、所吩咐的，都是出于他对教会、对弟兄姐妹的关心。
And so we can see what Paul is doing here is out of his love for the and care for the church as well as for brothers and sisters.
他不增加教会的负担啦，他为大家做出榜样啦，他放弃自己的权利等等等等。 所有的这些都是为了别人的好处。
He did not want to increase the burden on the church. He wanted to show them with his example, and he actually gave up his own right to be supported. And all these is actually for the sake of the church.
而且他要这样严肃的面对、严肃的这样处理这些人，也是为了他们的好处，为了他们可以活出上帝的心意。
And so he using such a stern tone, it is actually for the good of the people who are idle, and hopefully they can come back to the community.
这让我们想到。
And so here it leads us to think.
为了别人的好处，其实不就是主耶稣的生命样式吗？
To consider that, isn't this, all this, for the love of others, isn't it what Lord Jesus, represents?
主耶稣所做的不都是为了我们的好处吗？
What the Lord has done, isn't it for our benefit?
刚刚过去的圣诞节就再一次的提醒我们主耶稣所做的。
And the recent Christmas has reminded us, what the Lord Jesus has done.
他甘愿的放下自己，成为了一个无助的婴孩，来到我们当中。
He willingly on his own came as a helpless infant into our world.
他亲身经历了从小到大的点点滴滴，他是一个真实的一个犹太人，活在一个真实的一段时空当中。
So he experienced himself growing up as a Jew in the first century Palestine.
他被人欢迎，被人跟随。
He was followed, he was welcomed by people.
他也被人指责、否定、拒绝、冤枉、定罪，最后受死、复活。
But at the same time, he was also cursed. He was also rejected by people, and he was
他受过试探，他也胜了试探。
He had experienced temptation, and he had triumphed over temptations.
他能够完全的明白我们的处境和挣扎。
He could understand our circumstances and our struggles.
他也给我们力量，可以活出上帝喜悦的新生命。
And he gave us strength to live up the life that God wants us.
因为保罗遇见了复活的主耶稣。
Because Paul had encountered the risen Christ.
生命被耶稣基督的福音彻底的翻转。
His life was turned up and down, from his meeting with Jesus.
他放下了他原本高贵的地位和身份。
He was able to let go of his high status and identity at that time.
为了福音，他到处的奔波，吃苦受累。
And because of the gospel, he tired himself out trying to spread the gospel.
所以他也愿意放下他应该得到的供应，自己亲手做工。
And yet he was willingly able to give up his own right to be supported, and actually did work with his own hands.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们的信徒也遇见了复活的主耶稣。
And for the believers in Thessalonica, they had also encountered the risen Christ.
他们的生命也是被福音翻转过来。
And their lives had also been turned by Jesus.
他们在逼迫当中仍然满有爱心、信心和盼望。
And in spite of persecutions, they continued to have a loving heart, faith, and hope.
甘心乐意的付出。
And they're willing to give.
保罗也相信耶稣基督的福音能够扭转那里的那些。局面让懒散的人可以彻底的改变。
And Paul believed that the gospel from Jesus Christ could also change the situation around and allow all these idle people to thoroughly turn and change.
我们呢？我们也是遇见过复活的耶稣的人。
And for us, we have also encountered the risen Christ.
我们也被主的福音翻转。
And so we've also been changed by the gospel.
圣灵时时刻刻都会在里面更新我们。
And the Holy Spirit continues to renew us all the time.
我们这样的生命是可以活出丰盛的，可以按照上帝的心意来活的生命的。
And so we can live a rich life following God's heart.
新加坡的繁荣，我们现在的优越生活和建国和立国一代的勤奋和努力是分不开的。
Our current situation in Singapore, where we have a good quality of life.High standard of living is closely related to the pioneer and mendicant generation and their hard work.
我们很多是长在生在这个舒适环境中的人。
And many of us live in comfortable environments.
我们在工作上有更多更好的选择。
We have many many choices in work.
不过有的时候我们也会有点不愿意吃苦，很难踏踏实实的从开始的阶段起步。
But frequently, perhaps we are also not willing to face difficult work and not willing to start from a solid foundation from the beginning.
基督徒应该有的工作观对我们实在是一个很好的提醒。
And so the work attitude for Christians is a very good reminder.
所以不论你和我，我们原来对工作的态度是怎样的。
So no matter what our own point of view about work is before,
我们在职场上可能遇到过什么样的挑战。
And no matter what challenges we face in the workplace,
福音可以感动我们，让我们脚踏实地，勤勤恳恳的工作。
And the gospel can remind us and push us to have a solid foundation and work hard.
对社会尽上本分。
And to contribute to society.
福音也会真的是会帮助我们主动地参与在教会的服事当中，力所能及的付出。
And the gospel also reminds us to actively participate in the church work and to contribute what we can.
另外，我们也可以思想，我们是不是可以影响、教导和培养身边的人。
In addition, we also need to think, can we influence, teach, or encourage or grow the people around us?
来帮助他们有一个正确的一个对工作的一个看法。
To encourage everyone to have a proper positive attitude towards work.
这些人可能是我们所要好的弟兄姐妹。
Perhaps it's our loving brothers and sisters.
可能是我们的同事和朋友。
Our colleagues or friends.
甚至可能是我们的孩子。
And perhaps it could be our children.
我认识一个年长的信主的姐妹。
I have a senior. I know one of the senior brothers sister in our church.
她有三个孩子。
And she has three children.
从小她就很注重培养孩子的品格，还有实际生活的能力。
And when the children were young, she had always been always emphasized on building their character and conduct.
让孩子们有机会学习做家务，学习付出。
And so that the children could participate in doing housework and to be able to learn to give.
虽然她和先生都有工作。
Although she and her husband both have employment.
不过孩子们一开始做工，还住在家里的时候，她就让每个孩子每个月要交一点点的生活费。
So when the children started work and they were still living in the house, she made them pay a rent.
她告诉我，这个不是和孩子计较，而是给他们一个承担责任的机会。
She told me that this is actually not to just nitpick with the children, but allow the children to have a responsibility, opportunity to be responsible.
这样他们会知道真实的生活是什么样子。
So that they would know what real living, practical living is like.
愿意在工作中付出辛苦，可以享受上帝赐下的丰盛。
To be able to give of the hard work in work, and yet to receive the blessings from God.
我们当中已经做父母的弟兄姐妹，是不是可以？ 从这里面学习到一些东西。
And as brothers and sisters who are parents, maybe we can learn something from here.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你今天借着这段经文对我们讲话。我们知道这只是在工作上我们应该怎样的其中的一小段，并不完全。但是我们从这里面看到你对我们的心意，恳求你在这新的一年当中。 你与我们每一个人同在，你鼓励我们，你改变我们，让我们可以活出你所喜悦的生命。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。